sometimes regional supporters, regional help from SADC, COMESA joining in to see how they can help. But at the center of all of this is the illegal exploitation of the mineral resources of mineral-rich Congo. And we must move beyond paying lip service. There has to be a true commission that look at issues and address it frontline and make it once and for all a sorted issue. In summary, when you look at the violence in the DRC, there's a complex interplay between the local, the regional, and international factors that is causing all of this violence to continue to escalate.
Your option, our task. Visit us at parstoday.ir/en. IRIB English Radio. In the limelight.
U.S. arms suppliers in Gaza killings should be held accountable. These companies must be named, shamed, boycotted, and held accountable in every possible ways. They must understand that there are legal repercussions to their action. Regarding this issue, we have taken a look at world media websites and news agencies for further details. Stay tuned for more. Palestine Chronicle wrote, the U.S. gun lobby justifies the unfettered American gun ownership in the U.S. on a misguided premise. Guns don't kill people. It's bullets that kill people. The accusations of genocide and war crimes in Gaza have been directed firstly at the child-killing regime of Israel for the killings of more than 37,700, mostly civilians, and over 86,000 injured, as cited by cable news network CNN last week. Secondly, the blame is also squarely on the United States of America, the unrestrained supplier of arms, including the devastating 2,000-pound unguided bombs, so to the Netanyahu government. But a group of UN human rights experts is now blaming a third force, U.S. arms manufacturers who are accused of implicitly killing people, along with financial institutions that fund most of these weapon suppliers. The UN experts last week said the transfer of weapons and ammunition to Israel may constitute serious violations of human rights and international humanitarian laws and risk state complicity in international crimes, possibly including genocide, reiterating their demand to stop transfers immediately. In line with the recent calls from the Human Rights Council, the UN experts are calling for a halt to the sale, transfer, and diversion of arms, munitions, and other military equipment to Israel by U.S. arms manufacturers, including BAE Systems, Boeing, Caterpillar, General Dynamics, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Oshkosh.
This is Tehran, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Well, we are interrupting our regular programming now to bring you live coverage of an inauguration ceremony of Iran's new president, newly elected president, Masoud Pezeshkian. The inauguration ceremony is currently being held in the Iranian capital, Tehran. We now go over live to Press TV headquarters for coverage of this inauguration ceremony. Iran's interior minister is currently making a speech. Let's listen in.
Raisi and his companions. And I wish health and success for the leader of the Islamic Revolution. And I wish to express greetings to all the esteemed guests and participants. I thank God Almighty for providing us with the opportunity to serve the people in this religious, popular ruling system. And also had the opportunity to hold the 14th presidential elections. I can refer to political freedom and people's participation in order to determine their fate that has been going on since the victory of the revolution and has been manifested in 44 elections. These are the features of the religious popular rule, and the late Imam, and also the leader of the Islamic Revolution, through their wisdom, have protected this land. I wish to humbly thank you for your guidelines. The 35-day period for holding the election also with the grief and sorrow we had due to the martyrdom of Ayatollah Raisi. He made relentless efforts in order to serve the people and realize the ideals of the Islamic Revolution. And he can be considered as a new criterion with regard to his efforts for serving the people. And also in the second phase of the revolution, through collective efforts and revolutionary wisdom and jihadi efficiency, these are the elements that will contribute to the realization of the second phase. I was honored to serve this administration, and Ayatollah Raisi managed to attain martyrdom, and I can refer to his unprecedented funeral procession and the leader of the Islamic Revolution in his remarks praised the late president. The 13th administration and the interior ministry was honored to hold the presidential election based on competition, participation, the health and security based and through adhering to the law. These were the parameters for holding the 14th presidential elections. And this was actually brought about another bright record for the Islamic Republic establishment. Through people's vote and confirmation by the Guardians Council, the presidential elections have come to the end. I wish to congratulate Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian. With your permission, I wish to provide you with a brief report about the process of presidential elections. After the martyrdom of the late president, a session was held attended by the heads of the three branches of the establishment. There were relevant committees and also that were set up, and special headquarters were set up based on the election law. The Central Executive Board was set up at the Interior Ministry. Several meetings were held, and the necessary decisions were adopted for the smooth holding of the elections. 1,300 executive boards were set up throughout the provinces and also outside the country. The Interior Ministry, based on the decision adopted by the Guardians Council and based on the criteria set for confirming the relevant qualifications, 80 persons were considered qualified for enrollment and registration. They were introduced to the Guardian Council, and 6 persons were designated and has been qualified. In order to guarantee equal access by all the candidates to administrative facilities and to participate in television programs at IRIB, the Electoral Commission was established, 21 meetings were held, and every candidate had 35 hours for broadcast at IRIB. And I have to thank IRIB, the national broadcaster, for its performance. And also the candidates had access to cell phone services in order to send messages through the cell phones, and there were 58,640 polling stations across the country, and there were approximately 600,000 persons to actually attend these polling stations. The elections was held in 98 world countries. The Electoral Security Headquarters, in collaboration with the military and security apparatus, so that the people would be able to participate in the elections in a safe and secure environment. There were 240,000 persons from the police force and Basij voluntary force. They also participated in the process of the elections. The Central Inspection Headquarters was also established so that the elections would be held in a sound environment, in a healthy environment. And in the first phase, 37,000. In the second phase, more than 66,000 persons representing the candidates, and for counting the votes, they were present in the governor offices and the representatives of candidates also had access to the comprehensive electoral system, and they monitored the electoral process. The judiciary and the attorneys also played their role in order to prevent any case of violating the law, violation of the law. And the number of judicial cases were minimum. The election process started at 8 a.m. and also the electronic systems were used and all the executive processes were precisely managed, and there was no violation of the electoral law. More than 61 million people were eligible to vote. In the second phase, 30,530,000 votes were cast, and this participation indicated 49.8% participation rate in the second phase. So there were 55 million people participating in the elections, and Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian had more than 16 million votes cast in his favor, and he was elected as the president of the Islamic Republic. The early elections were held in two phases within 35 days, and the registration of candidates was actually took place in the best possible way, and there was a healthy environment despite the political competition amongst the candidates, even though there were some predictions about cyber attacks or acts of sabotage. But the elections was held in a secure environment. There was full impartiality in the course of the elections. And there were electoral headquarters set up by the candidates, and there were presidential campaigns going on based on while observing political values and political morality. There was continued dissemination of information for the public. There was a 25% increase in the number of participants in the second phase compared to the first phase of the elections. I wish to thank the head of the presidential office and the acting head, and also all the relevant authorities. I wish to thank all the relevant bodies and organizations, and I wish to thank the central executive boards and the electoral headquarters, the governors, governor generals, and also the, my colleagues at the Interior Ministry. There were close to 1 million people involved in supervisory and executive phases of the elections. I wish to thank the constructive cooperation of the Guardian Council, also the IRIB, the National Broadcaster, for providing fair opportunities for all the candidates and dissemination of news. I also wish to thank the Foreign Ministry while commemorating Martyr Amir Abdullahian. I wish to thank the police force, the Basij organization, the Ministry of Defense for technical cooperation, the judiciary, the Attorney General, the Public Prosecutor, the Ministry of Information Technology and Communications, also the National Cyberspace Center, the Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance, and the Ministry of Energy, the Budget and Planning Organization. I also wish to thank all the social activists. I should especially thank the people for their massive turnout. I wish to also thank the sources of emulation and religious authorities and all the candidates and the supporters for their crucial role in this national event. I also wish to thank all the political parties and factions, the NGOs and student associations, elites, scholars, and guilds for their participation in this national event. In conclusion, I wish to especially thank the leader, all those tasked with executive duties. They were sorrowful for the martyrdom of the president, and the leader's wisdom and guidelines managed to guide us in the right direction and put on display the consistency and integrity of the Islamic establishment. In the name of God, I wish to express my greetings and welcome all the esteemed guests and participants. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, presented the following text on the occasion of the endorsement of Dr. Pezeshkian. He has issued this message. In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, salutations to the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. I thank God Almighty for making this land proud again, the presidential elections can be considered as a test for the authorities and the nation at a time of hardship, and it was held smoothly, and the people fulfilled their duty. The 14th presidential elections was held following the martyrdom of the late president. This is a source of honor for the Iranian nation and is indicative of the firm structure of the establishment. A glance at certain unpleasant events in certain parts of the world is indicative of the outstanding features of Iran and the Iranian nation. I wish to thank all those who contributed to the realization of this event, in line with the people's vote in favor of the scholarly figure, Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian. I endorse this vote, and I appoint him as the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I wish him success, and I wish to remind you that the people's vote and my endorsement of the vote will continue as long as he pursues the path of the Islamic Revolution. Sayyid Ali Khamenei. In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, I commemorate the architect of the Islamic Republic establishment, the late Imam Khomeini, and the proud martyrs, and the martyrs, particularly Martyr Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, also Martyr Rajoi Bahonar, and the martyr of service Ayatollah Raisi, and all the martyrs who served this nation. I wish to salute them all. I also wish to thank the leader for his wisdom, and also the guidelines he provided in the course of the 14th presidential elections. I'm the servant of this nation. I thank the nation for participation in the elections, and I'm shouldering this heavy responsibility today. Those who cast votes in my favor, actually, they are seeking new developments. The leader, by signing the decree and endorsing the presidency, has granted me this heavy responsibility. I'm elected by the people based on Article 113 of the Constitution. I become the president, and I'm tasked with executing the provisions of the Constitution. Speaking of the responsibility I'm tasked with by the Constitution is based on the bright path delineated by the leader, that is the future outlook and future vision of the Islamic revolution, and we should move in that direction. Speaking of the Islamic establishment's future vision, it delineates, depicts an Iran, which is a developed state with standing in the first place from the economic and scientific view at the regional level, playing an inspiring role in the world of Islam, having constructive interaction in the international arena. So we have this future outlook for the country, a developed country in proportionate with our cultural values based on Islamic and moral values and legitimate freedom, social justice, protecting the dignity of individuals and protecting their respect and dignity, enjoying advanced sciences, with access to advanced technologies and having social, the necessary social assets, and also having the defensive system based on deterrence and the close bonds between the nation and the government, enjoying health, welfare, food security, equal opportunities, and fair distribution of income, and elimination of discrimination and poverty, having a sound environment and being faithful, satisfied, and active, and having the spirit of interaction, being committed to the revolution and the Islamic Republic establishment, and being proud of being an Iranian, standing in the first place in at the regional level in the areas of science and economy, with focus on the software movement, relative increasing of per capita income, having equal job opportunities, playing an inspiring role with emphasis on the model of religious popular rule, a morally oriented society with focus on logic based on Islamic values and the thoughts of the late Imam. May God bless his soul. With interaction with the world based on the principles of national interest, dignity, and wisdom. We are seeking a powerful administration in order to enable us to fulfill our responsibilities. The very first principles of the Constitution are based on the frameworks delineated by the leader. Only through convergence and law adhering within the administration will be able to overcome the difficulties. And in this way, realize people's wishes. A society that abides by the law can see the administration becoming more powerful, the society becoming more powerful, and played a crucial role for the development of the country. In order to realize this goal, I remain committed to the visions delineated by the leader, the general policies submitted by the leader. If we believe in this future vision, if we fulfill and operationalize the leaders' policies, we will make considerable progress. This is the power we have. We can realize this goal. This can be attained only through national unity and solidarity. God says in the Noble Quran, The president is reciting the verses in Arabic. This is recourse to God. This will contribute to our progress moving forward. We should be aware of the carnal desires. There are differences due to the carnal desires, but the policies are clear. If we move in the direction of these policies, we had to be in a place that we deserve now. Therefore, this is our unity and solidarity and convergence that can take us to the status that we do deserve. The second point is public support, public satisfaction. Whether we are going to serve the people properly or not, that in order to actually detect this point, we have to see whether the people are satisfied or not. As the official, I can refer to the order issued by Imam Ali to Malik. You should be kind to the people. Do not resist the people. Do not stand in the face of the people. We should serve the people. The same is true about all the ministers and the officials. This is our personal belief, and also our approach will affect the judgments that are made. You can consider God and the people on the one hand, and Malik and his companions on the other. You should act fairly. Just to have our friends and relatives on the one side and be inattentive towards the people, that is oppression. Speaking of distribution of resources, one should be fair and one should behave to people fairly. I say this before the leader here, and I promise the people that I will just seek justice. I promise that I will serve the people truly, and I promise to tread the path and continue the path of the martyrs, those who dedicated their lives for the sake of protecting this land. We will make utmost efforts in order to restore dignity, and this can be realized only through by abiding by the law abiding, and unity. And in this way, we'll be able to meet the demands of the people. I promise you, at the presence of the leader, in conclusion, I wish to once again thank the leader, and I call for the implementation of policy of convergence and convergence, call for convergence and consensus in the process of governance, and hopefully be able to meet the demands of the society. The government's success in responding to public needs will be an achievement by the Islamic establishment, and is indicative of the wisdom of the leadership. I wish to thank all the political currents and the scholars, and I call upon the Iranian people to press our hands and also pave the way for further progress. I'm the servant of this nation. I thank the leader and the Iranian nation that have always brought about new opportunities for the country's pride and honor. I ask for your assistance in order to alleviate concerns. I seek to tread the path of progress of this land. I thank the acting head of the presidential office, Dr. Mokhber, the Guardians Council, the interior minister, who played a crucial role for the process of holding the elections. I also thank all the political figures, men, women, young people, and also Iranians overseas, and I thank them for their massive turnout in the elections, and granting us this opportunity and granting us this responsibility to serve the people. In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate, Salutations to the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad. Blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The endorsement ceremony is the last page of the great of a great volume that has been formulated by the nation in the course of this presidential elections and has become a source of honor for the nation. We thank God for holding the 14th presidential election, despite the existence of public sorrow and grief, caused by the martyrdom of Ayatollah Raisi, and the elections were held in the best possible way, in a calm and tranquil environment, and in a healthy environment, through competition and through the morally oriented approach by the candidates towards the elected president, that was something that should be admired. This was an important test for the country, and it was a successful test, and hopefully the nation will taste its sweet outcome. I also wish to attach importance to the role played by Dr. Mokhber and the cabinet of ministers in managing the affairs of the country in the past 2 months. And I wish to thank them. They played an important role and with the grace of God, they managed to maintain a calm atmosphere and paved the way for the holding of the elections. This is a popular rule mixed with competition in this country. And this popular ruling system in this country has been attained with a heavy price, and this has been the outcome of people's uprising in the face of a disastrous situation that existed in the past. From the very first day of the victory of the revolution, the late Imam stabilized an unprecedented issue in the country. He acted decisively, and that was stabilizing people's participation and people's role in their destiny. That was a major task accomplished by the late Imam. And that's been one of the most important events in the history of this land. Before attaining this popular rule, we only had the experience of constitutionalism. It was actually a failure because at that time the people made efforts and dedicated martyrs. But due to the absence of a popular and influential leadership, from the very first days, the country ran into chaos. There was intervention by foreigners, and there were chaotic elements inside the country. And there was chaos in the country for almost 15 years, and then there was the violent dictatorship. There was a violent dictatorship by Reza Shah, and there was constitutionalism, and then the coming to power of an atrocious dictator like Reza Khan, and there was only 15 years of hiatus in between. And all people's efforts were in vain due to the coming to power of Reza Pahlavi. Ruled by the first Pahlavi, and in the first 4 years, there was the prime minister and also the commander of the military forces, and then there was in the form of monarchic form. On the one hand, there was violent dictatorship and exerting pressure on the people, and on the other, there was humiliation and passiveness in the face of foreign elements. Reza Shah came to power with the help of the British, and he did whatever they asked for, and that included politics, culture, and the type of administering the affairs of the country, and whatever the British wanted that happened in this country, and the national resources were plundered, and there was that tyrannical oil contract. It was extended for 30 years. The people were suppressed. And the religious ulemas and authorities, they were also suppressed. When they realized that Reza Shah had some inclinations towards the German Hitler, with the start of the Second World War and the moves by Germany that was making progress, they had the feeling that he had some inclination towards the German, and the British, who had brought him to power, they took his hand and they said that you are expelled. He was sent to exile, and his undeserving son, he was replaced by his son, who did not deserve this position. And Mohammad Reza also tread the path of his father. He suppressed the people. There was severe domestic separation, and he helped the foreigners to plunder the country's national resources, particularly oil. And also humiliation in the face of foreigners' policies. We used to say these things, but when books were published by those close to the family of Pahlavi, and they started to admit these issues, the designation of premier with the guideline provided by foreigners based on foreigners' will, also the purchase of arms, the sale of oil, and many other major issues in the country. They were all subject to foreigners' will, and there was continued pressure on the people. That was the sort of policies that they pursued. These are important issues. It's important to pay attention to these points. In order to topple a national government that was exceptionally had come to power with people's vote, in order to topple that administration, Mohammad Reza resorted to the Americans and the British in order to stage a coup in Iran, and they staged a coup and the administration was toppled. And that was actually a very clear act of treason. The popular rule you see in Iran today, it's been the outcome of people's uprising in the face of the situation I just described for you. The nation had not experienced such intervention in country's domestic affairs. And in fact, the Lady Imam contributed to the triumph of the revolution. And this is a gift to the Iranian nation, and this is a popular ruling system. We should be aware of it and attach importance to it. In more than 40 years since the triumph of the revolution, we had tens of elections, the parliamentary elections, presidential elections, and the council elections, and also the elections of the Assembly of Experts, of the Constitution, Assembly of Experts, of the leadership, and they were all held soundly and smoothly, based on competition with people's motivated turnout. What matters the most is the motivation of the people and the fact that people come to the polling stations in a motivated manner. And this has happened all the time and has always existed. And the same is true about the recent elections. It was held in the best way possible, and the people chose a competent president, and what he said today are were profound remarks indicating adherence to the true principles of Islamic popular rule. I ask God to help him. We should all help him so that his administration would be able to fulfill these great tasks. So these were my statements about the main point, but I wish to also offer some recommendations to ourselves, the administration, and the people. My first recommendation is that we have a